As we said, the short straw went to Jonathan. He'll be the first to have his opening statement. 3 minutes for this and for the closing statements, but after that, 2 minutes. Jonathan, please go ahead.
So our new state house district here in Sitka is District 34. We used to be in House District 2, and I like to think of our new state house district as sort of the heart and soul of Southeast Alaska. And this is rural Southeast Alaska. Sitka's the big city, and when you're talking about Sitka's the big city, you know you're talking about a pretty rural part of the state. And it's been an awesome, awesome privilege to travel throughout the district these last 4 months, from Haines and Hoonah up north to Heidelberg and Metlakatla in the south and all points in between. And it's a big district. It's about the size of New Jersey, so it requires a lot of energy to sort of bounce around. And I guess that's one of the responsibilities, to try to represent rural Alaska. And I was born and raised here in Sitka. This is my home. My mom's a physician at Search, Connie Christ. My dad's a sort of a little bit of everything, jack of all trades, I guess you could say. Floyd Tompkins. I got both their names. That explains sort of the unwieldy last name. And I grew up here and did, I guess, sort of a typical grew up in a typical Southeast Alaska childhood. I deckhanded on a troller. I've substitute taught in the school district here. I've managed Sitka's recycling program, or helped Nora manage Sitka's recycling program. And I'm also sort of a wonk, I guess you could say, public policy, which is something that certainly my parents have no interest in, most normal people have no interest in. It's something I very much have a passion for. And so I've done public policy work for the city of Sitka and for nonprofits up in Anchorage, and it's also what I studied in college. I've also been really attracted to politics, and I really believe that if you approach the political system for the right reasons and with honest motivations and a strong work ethic, that there's tremendous potential for meaningful change. And I think more than ever in Southeast Alaska, that's important. And so I've been involved with on political work from the national level, presidential campaign back in 2004, down to the local level, and all levels in between. And I really believe that that's a way that you can make a meaningful impact, and that's why I'm running. And I think here in Southeast, we're very much at a crossroads. I mean, our greatest resource in Southeast is us, I think. It's people here in Southeast. We have a great quality of life. We attract talented, driven individuals in Southeast. I think if state government can provide a foundation for this region, a foundation of infrastructure and opportunity, the people in Southeast can make something of that and make a strong future for the future of our region. So I'm running because I'd like to see a stronger Southeast Alaska in the future. And I think that requires energy and drive, and that's what I'm trying to bring to this campaign. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Bill Thomas. I was born and raised in Haines. I spent my whole life there. I was raised by my grandmother, Mildred Sparks, who had a son here, Mr. Sparks. I was told, not Ron Sparks, but Mr. Sparks. I taught for 25 years here. I was raised by my grandmother because my mother, single parent mother, had tuberculosis and spent half her my lifetime in Mount Edgecombe in Seward. So I was raised by my grandmother, who, if anybody, is kind of old, but been around and she's been gone for a while, but she's very involved in politics. I met every politician who ever ran for his Alaska office, came to Haines, went to her house, and got guidance in the Haines for the Valley. I also was raised in a Presbyterian church, so I had her upbringing. She was very involved, a very strong woman at a time when women weren't supposed to be, but she was stronger, I always tell them, than her brothers, and they listened to her. I did a tour in Vietnam in 1968, and I tell people I learned how to handle stress and be under pressure. From there, I was a crew chief in Vietnam. I was trained for bird dog, beaver, and otter, but I worked on U-21 Alphas, which is a King Air. We worked long hours, and again, the stress was very hard, but I learned how to handle that and the pressure. And being a fisherman, you never know when that boat pauses, that something's wrong, and you're right in the middle of a big swell and a big rock pile to your left. How to handle that, or you get webbing the wheel and there's nobody around. So, you know, you learn how to handle those things. I've been a fisherman for 43 years. I have an original gillnet permit given to me by the state. A longline fisherman, halibut, for 39 years, and I have a shrimp permit, which I don't use very often. But I've been married to my high school sweetheart, Joyce, for 35 years. We met in 1958. When I was courting her, I recycled. They call it recycle. Back then, I was a junk man. I collected brass and copper, sold it out on the Alaska steamship in the fall, and I had money to take her to the movies all winter long. And you know, so I was very fortunate. We have a hers, mine, and ours family, and five children. And of course, I want to thank her for letting me be a legislator and being away from home, because without her, I wouldn't be allowed to do this. And you know, behind every good man is a stronger woman. So I just want to thank her. I've been involved in politics since I got drafted by my grandmother in 1975, when the Alaska Native Claims Act came along, and we got in the village of Clukwin got involved. I became a board of director. I was involved in the Claims Act and NILCA and the 91 amendments. Been with the Village Corporation. I've been a lobbyist in Juneau for about 20 years. And for the Village Corporation, that was one of my jobs, was working for them. And I met most of the people in the district just because being a fisherman, having played basketball, and being a fisherman. I have a lot of respect for them, and I've known and I've represented them for 8 years. I want to continue to represent them. My 8 years in the legislature, I spent 2 years as the co-chair of Community Regional Affairs and Fisheries. 6 years I've been on finance, two of those years as the vice chair of finance. Recently I've been the co-chair of finance, developing the operating budget for the state, of which we have impact with ASME, fish and game budget, everything that there is to do in the legislature and the state budgets we take care of. I want to stay there, we want to continue to go forward.
You're there, Bill.
Okay.
You did a good job. Okay.